It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Shannon Bream.
I'm Will Kane.
I'm Dana Perino, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Thursday, October 13th, 2022. I'm Eben Brown. Iranians continue to riot, to fight, and even die in this weeks-long round of opposing the country's zealot leadership. It has prompted Iranians living around the world to speak up, to advocate, to encourage, even here in the U.S.
Iranian men and women that are locking arms and saying enough is enough. We don't want to live this life anymore, and we want to have, you know, we want to have freedom. We want to have liberty. We want to have the choice to make decisions about, you know, what we read, what TV we watch.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The past few weeks in Iran have been weeks of tumult. More and more protesters are getting killed by Iranian forces. Often they're young women who refuse to wear a head covering, but it's not just the women anymore. It's men, too, young adults, teens, and sometimes it's soldiers turning away from the regime. The fight is bloody, but it has not been in headlines in the West, to their consternation.
The last couple weeks have shown us, and hopefully have shown the American people and the world at large, that this latest uprising looks, smells, and feels a lot different than ones in the past have.
Brian Leib is the executive director of Iranian Americans for Liberty. Being of Iranian descent, he's taken a keen interest in what could be a real chance to overthrow the Ayatollah while helping to keep the struggle in the public discourse in this country.
And our organization, I think, was on the cusp of starting to call this what it really is, and that's a revolution. This is not just a protest anymore. This is not just an uprising anymore. This is thousands of young Iranian men and women that have risen up, and they are on the streets every single day and night doing what they can to try and push back against this dictatorship regime in Tehran. So it is certainly a revolution that is happening right now. And I really hope that there would be some outside influences, be that the United States of America, Europe, Israel, and other countries that would also start saying that as well. Because I think, you know, words are important right now. And it would be very important for the outside world to recognize what's happening, and also to recognize that the Khomeini regime has been murdering, censoring, and oppressing their own citizens now ever since they took power in 1979. So it really is time for the world to not just send out some tweets and send out some statements, but also to take some tangible actions to back up and support the liberty-seeking Iranian people.
Let's talk about what those tangible actions could be. If you had a wish list, what would you see happen, either short term or eventually, that you think is absolutely necessary right now?
Well, I've been pretty clear over the last couple weeks, I guess months, we can call it, that the Biden administration should really stop putting out tweets and statements in support of the Iranian people, and that they should put out one statement and one statement only. And that is that all diplomatic relations with the Islamic Republic of Iran have been severed. And that they are not going to continue to do what they can to enrich this regime. We did hear yesterday that the Biden administration has, for the first time, publicly said that a deal is not a priority to them right now. And I think that certainly is a step in the right direction. But they should be even stronger. I don't know why the United States of America has to have any kind of diplomatic relations with another country that does not share any of our values. With a country that has been chanting death to America, death to Israel, while they murder, censor, and oppress their own people. This is not the kind of friend that the United States of America needs or wants.
You mentioned doing a deal not being a priority. We are, of course, talking about a nuclear deal that has been the subject of a lot of back and forth over the years. One was negotiated by the Obama administration. It was done away with the Trump administration out of recognizing that Iran really wasn't abiding by it and that it did not empower or secure America or its allies in term from aggression from Tehran. Ever since the Biden administration has come back to power, they've engaged them in talks, and they've done it with third parties. We don't have true diplomatic relations with Iran, but they have been in communication with them. What more should the administration be saying right now about what's going on? Have they, you said it's not enough to send out a tweet here and there, but there needs to be statements about things that's going on. What would you want the president, for instance, to say?
Well, as I just mentioned, I mean, I think that statement should come out and say that, you know, we're not going to have any discussions whatsoever with the Islamic Republic of Iran until they make serious reforms inside of their country. But the statement should also be backed up by actions, right? So, you know, the maximum sanctions and maximum pressure campaign that we saw under the last administration, it certainly was working. This is the Islamic Republic of Iran was down to around $4 or $5 billion in international reserves in January of last year. Now, due to their oil sales to China and other countries, they're now probably well over $40 or $50 billion in international reserves. So the cat's kind of out of the bag, you know, from that perspective. But I do think, you know, it would be wise for this administration and also for our European allies as well to both walk the walk and talk the talk, if I said that correctly. and it's two things, like I just said, it's putting out statements saying what's happening is abhorrent, and that we are not going to continue to engage in any kind of diplomacy with another country that does this to their own citizens, coupled with maximum sanctions and maximum pressure, specifically targeting the Islamic Republic of Iran and their regime, not the people. We have to support the Iranian people. And there also has to be a clear line that's drawn in the sand in that the Iranian people are not the ruling power in the Islamic Republic of Iran. And we need to do everything that we can, not just to support the Iranian people, but to lift up their voices, tell their stories, and be a voice for them when it's very tough, as you know, for their voice to get out of Iran.
We've been speaking with Brian Leib. He is the executive director of Iranian Americans for Liberty on the ongoing crisis in Iran that could possibly lead to revolution. On the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition, we'll have more with Brian straight ahead. Let's talk about these young men and women. And what is so amazing, I think, is that a majority of these protesters have been on the younger side, teenagers even. Many of them have not known any other life than the Islamic Republic. All they have known is what they might have been told by perhaps relatives or teachers maybe or someone, but they don't know what it's like to live in a more democratic or free society, if you will, one that is not so that is not run by religious zealots who impose very strict rules on people, specifically women. These latest uprisings were spawned on the fact that a young woman, a teenager, I believe, was killed by Iran's secret police for not having her head covered, not wearing her hijab. If you were to look at photos of Tehran prior to 1979, women were dressed modernly. They held jobs. They went to school. There was an active, you know, social scene in Tehran. I mean, it was very much a forward modern nation, and that has been so eradicated by the Islamic Republic. So let's talk about who these people are today that have really made this happen, because it's pretty fascinating that young people are doing this.
Well, you know, if we look at the Islamic Republic of Iran and then look at some other Arab countries as well, from UAE, Saudi Arabia, Morocco, Bahrain, a lot of these countries have a very young demographic. The vast majority of a lot of these countries are under the age of 40 years old. And I think, you know, when the young generations, and I'm 37 years old, so, you know, when 37-year-olds in Iran or Saudi Arabia or UAE, you know, grow up in this system of, you know, women not having, you know, basic human rights, and gay and lesbian not having basic human rights, and a disdain and hate for Israel and for Jewish people, that's old news. I mean, at this point, in my opinion, you know, I think the young people of Iran support America. They support Israel. They want their fellow women to have their basic rights that they have, that the men have as well. And I think that's really what's driving a lot of this. The brutal killing of Mahsa Amini was just that. It was brutal. I mean, there was literally, you know, half of an inch of her hair that was showing outside of her hijab, and she was, her skull was crushed to death. And what's even more really horrible about this entire situation too, is that, you know, I hate to say this, and in no way, shape, or form do I say this to diminish what happened to Mahsa, but Mahsa's murder is kind of old news at this point. You know, over the last couple of weeks, there's already been several other women that have been murdered in the exact same way for very similar reasons. Yeah, I think what we're seeing is young Iranian men and women that are locking arms and saying enough is enough. We don't want to live this life anymore. And we want to have, you know, we want to have freedom. We want to have liberty. We want to have the choice to make decisions about, you know, what we read, what TV we watch, who we're friends with, where we travel. And these, listen, every Arab country should have this. And I think you've seen this with the UAE and with Saudi Arabia and some of the other big Arab powerhouse countries. They've come a long way over the last 5-10 years. The Islamic Republic of Iran has not even come an inch.
And that's the, I think that's the crux of it. There has been no progress. There's been no reform at all. And there's just been crackdown after crackdown after crackdown for now decades, four of them. What should Americans take away from this, for the, you know, from our conversation or the ongoing conversation? What can they do if they are motivated to help in some way? It's one thing, again, as we've mentioned, you know, to send out tweets of support. That's nice, but, you know, a tweet is a tweet. You know, what else can be done here?
Well, I mean, for the average American, I think it's a little different, though. You know, for them to use their social media to say that they support the Iranian people is a lot different than politicians who say one thing and do another thing. So for the American people that are listening, I would implore them to take to social media and to speak out about what's happening. And for the American people as a whole, I think the message just is really simple. And that is that the next generation of Iranians want to have a warm relationship with America, with Israel, with their Arab neighbors. They want to be able to have the basic human rights that hundreds of millions of Americans have here in our country. And I do believe that day will come. We've seen it happen in other Arab countries as well. And by no way, shape, or form am I officially taking a position on regime change, because, you know, can't technically do that. But what I will say is that it looks like the Iranian people are speaking pretty loudly right now about how they want their future and what they see their country looking like. And at the end of the day, I think it's all Americans, Democrats and Republicans, should be aligned behind supporting the liberty-seeking Iranian people, and not the government that has led the world in sponsoring terrorism for the last 40 years.
Brian Leib of the Iranian Americans for Liberty Group, thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Thank you. It's an honor.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in free fall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.